Good morning, Covenant Plastics.
Oh, hi, Kathy, please.
She's not in the office at this time. Would you mind calling sometime this afternoon? She might be back by then.
Sure. Is Bill around by chance?
Yes, just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
This is Bill. May I help you?
Hi, Bill. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm blessed in spite of myself. How about you?
Amen. Same
yes,
here.
Yes, ma'am.
Blessed in spite of myself. I love
yes,
that.
Yes, ma'am.
So I was just calling to let you know that I saw that Kathy updated the card on the dashboard, but
okay.
We're still having trouble. It's saying, and let me see, this is a new MasterCard ending in 3142. But it's saying generated error, issue generated error. So I don't know if maybe accidentally there's a digit off or there's a wrong expiration or something like that.
Okay. She's gone at the moment.
Okay.
She'll be back in a little bit. And as soon as she gets back, I'll get with her on that and see if we can figure out what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, please do. And then if you call back, I do have God's number as my extension, which is 777.
All right.
Yeah, so if
yes,
she
ma'am.
Has to get a hold of me and she just plugs in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. And then
okay.
If I don't hear from you guys, I'll probably follow up within the next couple of days, okay?
Okay, now we're going to be shut down next week.
Oh,
we're not going to be here at all.
Taking an extended 4th of July weekend, huh?
Well, it's the 5th is our anniversary, and we take our vacation around that every year.
Oh, congratulations. That's neat.
And this is our 45th.
Wow.
So,
what's the secret to 45 years of marriage? That's amazing.
My wife bought us a couple of shirts the other day that said, annoying each other for 45 years and still going strong.
She's a smart lady. I like that. She's very smart.
Oh,
I think I'm
going to
get duplicate shirts for me and my husband. We're going on 33 in August. So.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You've got to take it with a dash of humor.
Right. You have to. Yeah, exactly. You have to learn how to let things roll off your back a little bit, huh?
Yes.
You know what? My son's girlfriend tells me that. Yep.
We're very different people. And
yeah.
Most things we see differently.
Yeah.
And think things should be done differently. And yet we've worked together in the business, in addition to being married.
Right.
For most of the last 35 years.
Good. Wow. You know
there's
something to the saying, opposites attract, don't you think?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
until
I think
you get
so
hooked up, and then that opposite thing is like, oh, I don't like this.
Yeah, that's the thing that annoys you the most, right?
Yes. I have, in my other life, I'm a pastor, and I have counseled with couples that have been married for some time, and when I do counseling for couples that are getting married, I always tell them that thing that you think is so cute about your, you know, future bride,
yeah,
whatever, is the thing that will, once you're married, along the way, annoy you the most. And they're like, no. yes, that's coming.
You know what? It's funny. There's something to that wisdom that the young people, they don't want to accept.
No. Well, I always start out by asking them, what is love?
Right.
How do you know you're in love?
Yeah. Oh, I bet you hear all kinds of crazy things, huh?
Oh, goodness. Most of it has to do with that warm, fuzzy feeling kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I tell them, no, love is when you're at a point that you're completely worn out.
Yes.
You have no feelings for that other person. and they're sick and need you to care for them, and you care for them.
That's love.
Oh, that's cute. Love is active. Love is the action itself, or being, you know, doing the action, whether you feel it or not.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a choice.
I love it. I love it. And that's beautiful.
Most of them look at me like I have lost my mind.
No, you know what? I feel that with my husband, and maybe that's the secret to our marriage, because he, like you said, annoys me like no other at times, right?
Yes.
But there's times when, like, you know, I remember having a surgery a few years ago, and the nurse was like, you know, oh, you know, she might have a little bit of hard time walking for a couple of days, try to avoid the stairs. And he told her, if my wife wants to go upstairs, I'll lay down my life and carry her up there.
Yes, there you go.
And she said, can't you lay down your life another way, sir? You know. But you know, I stayed downstairs on the sofa for a couple of days. But it was just cute that he was like willing to. If I had to go upstairs, he was going to find a way to get me up there. You know.
Read a story, and I think it had to do with, there was a song about it, country song about it too, but about the wife was, the husband was taking care of the wife.
Yeah.
She was in a bad state, and every time that you saw him headed to town, you knew she had said, I would really like to have.
That what song is that? Do you know?
The song didn't go as deep into it as the what
as
I was sharing with me.
Okay.
The story
okay.
did. But it's about an older couple. I can't think of the name of the song, but it's about an older couple, and I can almost get the tune in my head. But anyway, but it's about an older couple, and every time you see him going to town, or every time, I think it focused more on the every time she said, I'd like to have something, you'd see him headed to town.
Yeah. Oh, I love talking to you. You're just the neatest guy. You just shared so much with me in such a short time. So I have a quick question, only because I want to get your payment squared away before you guys leave on your little mini vacation for your anniversary.
Yes, ma'am.
So what time do you think Kathy will be there? I could always call back.
She has, her mother died recently, and she's at the bank with her dad trying to take care of some business related to the probate.
Yeah, that just brings
telling him.
I lost my mother in January of this year, too, and it's just, it still doesn't feel real. It's the weirdest thing, you know? I'm sorry to hear that. At least I knew my mom, you know, and I'm sure Kathy's mom knows the Lord, and so it makes you feel better knowing that they're, you know, with no more pain, no more suffering, you know, they're celebrating.
She battled cancer for several years.
Really?
And she was at the point that she had been cancer-free for about 3 years, and then it came back.
Mm-hmm.
And she was at the point, she told them, I'm not going through the treatment again.
Right. Wow.
She said, if I'm dying, I'm just dying. There's things worse than death.
I hear that a lot with people that go through the treatment, where they just say, you know, there comes a point where they say, you know, the benefits of it do not outweigh the negatives, all of the, you know, sickness and not feeling well and hair loss, and, you know, so they just say after a while, I'm done, you know.
The whole concept of chemotherapy is that it is poison for your body. It will kill you. But they try to get just under that line of killing you. And there's a line, it'll kill the cancer. And the distance between the two is not much.
Wow.
That's why they've got to be so careful with it, and they have you come back every week and that sort of thing. Or frequently when you're, you know, even when you've gotten past your last treatment, they're still calling you back to look at you. They're checking to see that, you know, they haven't killed you.
That is amazing. I never realized that that's how chemotherapy works. So that's pretty intense, you know.
They're trying to kill the cancer without killing you. And you're talking probably 3, maybe 5% at best difference.
And then you're feeling all of that pain too of everything dying. The cancer cells are dying, but then so are your cells potentially, you know?
Yes.
That has to be a horrible way to go through. Yeah. So good for her that she just put an end to it.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, you know what? My condolences to Kathy. If, you know, she wants to call me today, she can. I'll probably reach out one more time, you know, either you're not going to be in the office tomorrow, huh?
No, we'll be here tomorrow.
We're leaving
Saturday and we'll be back the following Saturday.
Oh, okay. So I'll follow up later on this afternoon, but if I don't touch base with her, I'll call again tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. If we hadn't taken care of it.
Yeah,
we'll
I think you guys, yeah, you'll just either fix it. I think it's just probably a glitch. Sometimes that particular error means an incorrect billing address too or something like that. So we'll get it squared away when we talk to her, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Pastor. Thank you for everything.
You have a blessed and awesome day.
I will. You too, Pastor. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.